Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keane turns the next page on. The dossier on Demetrius.
The ships in the critical area of the dockside were under surveillance 24 hours a day, all 32 of them. But 12 hours after the phone call from Fleur Dupont that had set us on the track, the watchers still had nothing to report. Everything seemed to be in order. Of Demetrius or Yachty Blum or the Polish thugs who worked for him, they'd seen neither hide nor hair. But I was relying more on Eustace Manerley, the chap with the photographic memory who made his living by preying on criminals, like those tropical birds that exist by picking crocodiles' teeth. He knew the face of every black marketeer in Soho, the fellows Demetrius seemed to be able to call on at will. I only wanted to hear of one of them going near one of my 32 ships, and I was ready to pounce. That was why Manerley was being paid to hang about the docks. Well, anyway, I arranged to meet him in a lane leading off Cork Street at 11:30 that night. I took cuts and we waited. There wasn't a sound. The fog was like a damp blanket. Water dripped from the warehouses to the cobblestones. Then there were steps, and Cuts thought he saw someone running. Then we thought we heard voices. A ship out in the stream let go with its foghorn, and over it we heard someone yell. It sounded like Manerley. Cuts and I rushed about in the fog, but we might as well have been blindfolded. Then the silence and the dripping came down again while we waited. If I could have known how close we were.
We've never actually met before, Manerley, but of course you're known to me.
You're Demetrius.
As you say, I'm Demetrius.
Where am I?
You're in the loft at the top of a warehouse. I understand you met Yachty here out in the fog. He seems to have been a little rough with you.
Well, what are you going to do?
Well, my dear fellow, that depends entirely on yourself. Wasn't it an odd time for you to be out on the docks?
Why shouldn't I be?
Who sent you?
No one. What I do at night's my own affair.
Did Gregory Keane send you?
I've never heard of Gregory Keane.
But you've heard of Yachty Blum. Would you care for a few minutes of Yachty's undivided attention?
I can't tell you anything.
Only what you're doing on the docks. You're one of Major Keane's informers, don't argue about it. I want to know if Keane sent you. Did he?
Yes.
He knows we're on a ship.
He knows you're on one of the 32 ships and this part of the docks.
How did he discover that?
I don't know.
I'm going back to the ship, Yachty. I'll return in half an hour. Will you entertain Mr. Manerley?
No. Keane said to watch for any of the black market poles around the docks, and that's all I know.
For how much?
If I found anything, 500?
Well, now, we'll have to do better for you than that, won't we, Yachty?
Yeah, better.
Do you particularly want to stay alive, Manerley?
What would you kill me for?
We don't like informers. If you want to live, you're going to do something for me. You came here to get information for Gregory Keane. Very well, I'll give you some. We know where the loot is hidden. It's at Victoria Station. Fleur Dupont is dead. We're collecting the loot tomorrow and leaving England immediately after. The ship is ready to sail and the papers are in order. Would Keane be interested in that, Manerley?
Telling me this, you must attend to me. But I haven't done anything. I'll keep quiet. I won't say a word.
Oh, but you will. You'll talk to Keane on the telephone, and you'll say just what I tell you to. Then you'll come on board with us. How you'll get back from where you're going, I've not the slightest idea. But you'll talk to Keane, unless you want to be dispensed with tonight.
What do you want me to talk to him for? I
have an account to settle with Gregory Keane. I want him to meet me at a certain time and place. You are going to arrange it for me.
How do I know I won't get a knife in my back when I've talked to Keane?
You don't. It's a chance you'll have to take. But what other chance have you? You really shouldn't have come down to the docks, Manerley. You should have stayed in your natural surroundings in Soho. Look after him, Yachty. I'm going back to the ship. We'll take him to the telephone in about an hour. And don't hit him again, unless you have to.
You heard this yell down at the docks, Keane, but you and Cutts found nothing.
In that fog, we couldn't see 20 feet, sir.
Might have been Manninger. It could have been a drunken sailor, fighting perhaps.
Yes, you're quite right. But if it were Manninger and one of the gang saw him, and he's known to quite a few of the Soho types, you know, it would narrow down the search, rather.
If they grabbed him near their own ship, yes. But it would also tell them that we know that they're on a ship.
Yes. That's what's worrying me, Colonel Fentress.
When did you get some sleep last?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, why in the name of fortune can't we do something? Demetrius is on one of those ships. There must be some way of going over them one by one.
In another 24 hours, we'll be ready. You know that as well as I do, old man.
Well, what's the time? Yes, I'd better get home and turn in for an hour or two, I expect.
Good idea. Old chap, don't mind my bringing the subject up about the Bergner girl. When the time comes, how are you going to feel about... Well, confound it, there won't be a chance for her. If we take her alive, she'll have to get at least 20 years.
If we take her alive.
Why not?
Don't you realize that in a court of law, we've not enough evidence to hang Demetrius unless his own people give evidence against him? We can't convict him of one solitary murder. Only the attempted murder of Peter Ridgway, and that was actually done by Yachty Blum.
What do you think, then?
When we finally close in on Demetrius, he'll see there's no one left to testify.
Can you imagine Demetrius in the dock on trial?
No. Want to know why?
All right, tell me why.
Because I've no intention of taking Demetrius alive. I'll be home in 10 minutes. I'd like to be called if anything turns up. Good night, sir.
Good night. So he's not taking Demetrius alive. Well, I'll do nothing to stop him. As long as he doesn't lose his own life as well. Why did a chap like Gregory Keane have to fall in love with the Bergner girl? Never forget her. Never.
One night I'll sit in front of the fire and then turn in about 10. Sleep the clock round. Oh, well, in we go.
Hello, Keane.
What?
I know you're surprised to see me.
How did you get in?
Tommy Cutts.
I'll have to repossess the key I gave that blighter.
Oh, is it so awful to find me here waiting for you?
No, I didn't mean that exactly, Margaret.
You look appallingly tired.
I am. Is there any particular reason for this?
Yes. I've been trying to see you for days, ever since Peter told me about that ghastly business at the sanatorium that night, when you had Demetrius and the others there, but had to let them go.
Shall I finish it off for you? And I finally learned just what sort of a woman I'd let myself fall in love with.
No one lets themselves fall in love, Keane. I didn't want to fall in love with you.
No. I can't imagine anyone wanting to.
You feel dreadful about Haiti, don't you?
I've been trying not to feel anything at all.
Won't you ever forget her?
Not while I'm compelled to discuss her every 5 minutes of the day.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I'll leave at once. And you needn't worry about Tommy Cutts or anyone else who's fond of you talking me into making a fool of myself again.
No, Margaret, I didn't mean it to sound like that.
Then how did you mean it to sound?
Oh, I don't know. I'm only trying to be impersonal. Why the devil should it be so important for people to want me to drop my guard?
Oh, Keane, come out of your shell. You're in love with a woman you have to send to the gallows. If you bottle it up, you'll finish in a psychopathic ward. Oh, let people help you when they want to. If you were being shot at, Tommy Cutts would walk in front of you. Colonel Fentress regards you almost as a son of his. And what about me? I hold myself out on a platter to you. I wait for you in your flat in the middle of the night. And all you can do is push me away. Look at me. Do you think I'm doing this just to make myself cheap?
Don't say things like that, Margaret.
I could do so much for you, Keane, if you'd let me. With my arms around you like this, couldn't you begin to forget? No, Keane, let it ring.
You can feel Yachty's knife in your back, can't you, Manninley? You know what to expect if you utter one false word. Isn't he answering?
No. Not yet.
Hello. Keane speaking.
Major Keane, it's Eustace Manninley here.
Oh, what is it, Manninley?
I've found out something that might be important. Very important.
Well, let's have it, man.
Oh, not now. You'll have to meet me. Say in an hour. I'll be at the third lamppost from the corner of Brand Street and Boulders Lane. Boulders Lane runs off Cork Street.
What's the matter with your voice? You all right there?
Yes, I'm all right. Third lamppost in an hour.
Thank you, Manninley. Yachty, take Mr. Manninley back to the ship now under cover of the fog. And see that he gets paid. In time to keep his appointment with Gregory Keane.
If he'd said come alone, I'd have been certain there was more to Manninley's phone call than met the eye. But it wasn't the first time I'd made a dangerous appointment, and it wasn't going to be the first time I'd set out to keep one with Tom Cutts. When the going was sticky, Cutts seemed to develop a sixth sense. And in Bowler's Lane that night, he needed it.
Eustace Manninley keeps his appointment in the next chapter of this story of suspense. Dossier on Demetrius.